Unit 1, page 9, exercise C. Living small in a big world. When you ask people about their dream home, the answer is often the bigger, the better. They imagine purchasing a house with huge rooms and lots of space. However, is this really necessary? Is bigger really better? Not everybody thinks so. Members of the tiny house movement are saying enough. They believe in a simpler and more environment-friendly lifestyle, which, among other things, means living in smaller houses. The average size of the typical American home today is about 240 square meters. A tiny house, however, is smaller than 35 square meters, about the size of an average living room and kitchen in an Israeli apartment. But it's not only about size. It's also about buying less and getting rid of things we don't really need. Tiny houses have both advantages and disadvantages. One of the main advantages is that they are less expensive and therefore more affordable. This means that more people have enough money to buy them. Moreover, owners of these houses pay less for heating, electricity, and water. Many also have solar panels, which makes them even more eco-friendly. Some are built on wheels, which makes it possible for their owners to move from place to place, knowing there will always be a roof over their head. Living in tiny houses, however, can be quite challenging. One disadvantage is having much less space and privacy, especially for families with children. Due to their small size, they have to be clean and organized at all times. As one owner says, the house can become a complete disaster in only a few minutes. Also, because there is limited storage space, they have to be designed wisely. Each piece of furniture has to serve more than one purpose. For example, you eat and work on the same table and fold it up when it is not in use to save space. In a nutshell, living in tiny houses might be worth considering, but it's not for everyone. It is only for those who are willing to replace bigger is better with less is more.